Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can reach us two times a week, Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Fridays from 1 to 2 o'clock. If you have any questions, comments, if you have any great ideas, any feedback, any inspirational messages you would like to give to us, you can email Marie and Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We would absolutely love if you would follow us on Facebook, Divine Goddess Radio, go like our page, and monthly, one time a month, we will do a half-hour drawing for a half-hour free reading. So I'm trying to sit here and think if there's anything else. Oh, this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor. She also is an intuitive clairvoyant. If you'd like to set up an appointment with her individually, you can reach her at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, I am an intuitive clairvoyant, spiritual counselor, and an energetic therapist. You can reach me at 651-900-4136. So welcome, everybody, to Friday. They got it.
Welcome. Phone in Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Last day of Mercury retrograde, people. Last day.
Oh, thank God.
We will be moving forward. Tomorrow's a new moon. Do your intentions.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, and hopefully everybody will feel the energy shift. Of course, I got the cold right at the end. I had to go out with a bang. But and actually people were saying that that would happen, you know. This last week was going to be intense, so. Anyway,
wow.
I'm ready for March.
So what's coming in? Somebody said it's new moon, but what else is happening? We're going into what, Venus?
Oh, Jupiter is going direct.
What does that mean?
Jupiter going direct. Jupiter's a luck side, so people should be seeing their luck turning around.
Oh, thank God.
And you want to look, if you know your chart, you can find out where Jupiter, which house Jupiter is in. So, for example, Jupiter in my chart is in Capricorn. Capricorn rules career.
Ooh.
So, so when it goes direct, that means everything related to that, whatever your Jupiter, whatever house Jupiter is in, that goes direct and that takes off. So I'm like, woohoo, let's see it go.
Nice.
So that'll be nice.
I'll have to look and see what mine is.
Yeah, you can do your chart. You can do go online and you can do your chart for free. There are a couple sites, and they tell you everything. They tell you which planets are in which house,
really?
And then they give you descriptions. Yeah, it's a... I can't remember the name of the site off the top of my head. But
I was going to say, I'll have to make sure that I remember to do that. And I know I've always said, I'm going to do it, and I never do it. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But astrology,
well,
I'm saying,
it's an interesting read because, you know, we're not just our sun signs. You know, we're much more than our sun signs because we have all these planets and different signs in all these planets. So when you start reading your chart, it's you think to yourself, oh, that's why, you know, I'm not like this typical Pisces, or I'm not like a typical Libra, because there's so many other factors involved. So
isn't that interesting? And I avoid that. I wonder why. It's maybe it has to do with a lot. Anyways, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it has been an interesting month, you guys, and it's been an interesting week. Thank God, I have gotten through it pretty good. I've only had a couple days where I'm going, oh man. But other than that, I cannot complain. I've had cool dreams. I have tools that are helping me get through this, so it's like, oh, my God, when other people are having a hard time, I'm surprised that I was shifting through it as well as I am, because I'm usually one of the individuals who's going, oh, good God, lordy, lordy, lordy. So I'm very impressed with myself. That means I've come a long way.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm, boy, at the end of the day today, everybody's going to be going, woohoo, it's done. So we are taking callers for one question readings. The number to call in is 347-327-9360, and we will take questions in the chat room as well in case you can't call in. So we have a couple callers ready. You ready to jump
in? I am.
All right, let's take our first caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
I'm Tamika Tillman. I'm calling from California.
Hello, Kamika. How you doing?
Okay.
Did the retrograde get you down or what?
Yeah, it's got me to the floor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's over today, though.
You did it. You made it. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out When do you see me moving? I'm trying my hardest to get into a place, and it just, nothing seems to work. But I tried to rent this one place, and it just went sour on the day I'm supposed to get my keys. So now I'm out in the cold, and I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen next.
I'm hearing two, and I'm asking, is it 2 weeks or 2 months? It feels like it's more like 2 months, but you're going to be very happy with this move. And are you looking to add an apartment? Because I keep hearing an apartment.
Well, I'm looking at a few apartments, but I'm just wondering if I want to find, you know, the how am I going to cover this apartment? It's a lot of.
So are you currently not working at the moment?
I'm working, but it's just my thing. You know, the rent is high right about now, and my hours
yeah.
My pay's been cut. My hours are not good, you know. And now it's just me and my daughter.
What I'm hearing is that yeah, you're gonna find a better apartment that's cheap, that's lower rent, and it's gonna fall into your lap.
That's
what I'm hearing.
And I'm hearing finances or something financial. I don't know if it's a financial windfall or money that you were not expecting is going to be coming. But just keep an open mind and don't go, whatever. Because I'm telling you, I could tell you a story about myself. I had a psychic tell me once saying, you're coming into a big chunk of money. I just went, whatever. $10,000 landed in my lap and don't even ask me. You want to talk about a miracle? So that has changed my – and then I had another $8,000. And I'm not saying that's the amount. Because that was about proving to me, but it's like, keep an open mind and don't think that there are not possibilities and potentials out there. You just have to get out of not having to know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, who it's going to come from. Because you will be amazed.
Yeah.
It will all intricately work out the way it needs to work out.
Yeah, but it will be a fall in your lap situation, something that you're not even looking for.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it presents itself to you and it's going to be a really good situation.
Yes.
Okay.
So just know you're going to get through this. Don't go into panic mode. Just know it's going to happen.
I'm so stressed. I can't even move anymore.
Yep.
Do your new moon intentions. Do you do intentions on the new moon?
Yeah, I've been praying every day.
Okay. So tomorrow is a new moon. So the manifestation and the intention power is usually a little bit stronger on a new moon. And so if you can do it tomorrow and just, you know, get it written down, do your intentions, and then just get out of its way so it can do its thing.
Okay.
Okay? All
right.
And don't sit here and go, is today the day? Is today the day? You want to be in the present moment. You're grateful for all your experiences right now, and it will come to you just, you know, you won't even realize, and it's there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Just take some deep breaths, go outside, and let all that stress go. Don't think the universe has brought you this far to slam you on your butt.
Yeah.
Just trust
that's
that.
That's all I've been praying. Like, I know this can't be. It can't go.
No. And just realize it's an opportunity for you to continue to say, I do trust. And it's just to let you know you might have gotten a little sidetracked there going, nope, I trust. I'm going back to that. So let that fear go. Let the fear go.
And if you need to step outside and howl away at the sky or do whatever, or scream or yell, do it. Whatever makes you feel getting that stress out, just get it out.
Okay.
I feel you shifting already. You're getting lighter and lighter, so you're doing a good job. Just stay in that momentum. And what you can do, if you journaled, it would get out of your system. It would go on paper. Then you can always flush it, rip it up. You can burn it, whatever. But get it out of your system so you're not having that conversation in your head all the time.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right?
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Good luck. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's get on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Natasha and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Natasha.
Hello, Natasha. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I wanted to see if you can tell me what you see coming up for my love life.
Love life. Well, I'm seeing red, which means passion. So, what Sorry, I'm trying to look at the image that I'm getting, because all I'm seeing is red and I'm hearing hot, hot, hot. Passion, passion, passion.
Are you going through some emotional we just got a Mercury retrograde. Have you, like, the past week or so been releasing a lot of stuff from your heart?
Yes, I did. I pretty much.
Because I see floodwaters coming out of it, floodwaters. Continue to let that come out because you're clearing yourself out. It's cleansing it because of past experiences. The more you do that, then you want to replace it with a beautiful, like, rose quartz of a very high frequency and vibrancy. And you'll see something happening like summertime, I'm hearing, possibly even springtime. You're at the finishing, you're like right at the very end of it. So you've done a lot of phenomenal work. You literally have let all the stuff that you no longer need in your heart, you're letting it go.
And it is going to be a hot guy. It's going to be a hot
It's going to be definitely worth the wait. Worth the wait.
Okay. So do you guys think is it a long-term relationship or a short-term relationship? Any information about
the gentleman at all? I'm hearing long-term, and I'm sorry for laughing, but I'm hearing rabbits. Let's just say it's going to be hot and passionate.
Okay. Anything else you pick up about the gentleman himself, the type of person he is?
I'm hearing that he's very kind-hearted, very big-hearted, but and a gentle soul. That's what I'm picking up. I'm not picking up any features.
I'm hearing that he's going to be very much into God, but what his God looked like. I'm not getting specifics, but he's going to be very, very tuned in with spirituality, very tuned in, and it's what you need because you guys will be able to continue to do your work together then.
Right, okay, that's good.
He's
that's
looking
what I was wondering
tall.
If he
looks
was
tall to me. He looks tall to me. I don't know if he's 6 foot, though. Well, he might be 6 foot, I'm hearing. As soon as I said he may not be 6 foot, I heard, yes, I'm 6 foot. So it's 6 foot, but he's a very, very nice-looking guy.
And he's very nice.
Yes, I mean, he's nice. We're talking gentleman nice.
Yep.
Oh, great. Okay.
And he has really dark eyes, beautiful dark eyes to where when you look in his eyes, it's like you can see his soul. His soul is, like, revealed to you. He's going to bring you to a connection that you've never experienced in this life with anybody you've ever been with before.
Oh, wow, that's great. That's what I'm looking for, a spiritual connection for sure.
Yep.
So just finish up your work.
Yep, finish up your work, and he'll be there. Good luck to you.
I will. Thank you, lady, so much. I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let's get on our next caller.
Hello,
hi,
ladies.
How are you? And where are you calling from?
Melissa from New York. I called y'all a couple months ago, and when I was pregnant, but I had my baby, I had a girl on January 30th.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. And she's Aquarius. And I just wanted to know, I mean, it's my first baby and all, and I'm basically a single mom, and I just wanted to know, will I be able to spend the first year with her? Because it's like I'm dreading going back to work in April. It's like I really want to be, like, home with her. Like, I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
Of course.
Are you able to work from home at all with this job?
No.
Well, you know, this is what I'm getting, and I know I'm not a mom, so I don't understand it. I can be very empathetic, but I work with a lot of kids and the parents and everything, and you're going to have somebody who's going to come into the house. Feels like they're going to come into the house or somebody who's very, very close by, but they're going to be documenting everything that she's doing. They're going to be, like, doing videos. They'll be able to be sending that to work. Granted, I know it's not the same thing as you being there, but at least you're going to be witness to those videos to where this individual, I don't know if it's a nanny. I don't know if you have the
I think I know who you're talking about because I have my brother's girlfriend. She's the godmother of the baby, and she already takes video for the baby. So.
Yep. So where they're going to be, this individual is going to be documenting because they know how much this means to you. And that right there is going to help calm you down as a new mother so that you're not going to be missing out on any of the experiences. Again, it would be lovely if you could stay home with her.
I know. I mean, it's a big change.
It is.
Yeah.
But there's a reason that you're not. There's a reason that you're not because it's a growth for you. It's growth for her. And it's just that socialization piece, even though she's, you know, a brand-new baby, fresh out of the oven. But this is going to be a really good thing for you because it's a big trust thing for you to be able to let somebody come in and really care and love that child. Because, remember, it takes a village to raise a child, and it really honestly does. And this is, you're going to be really, it's an opportunity for you to really be very mindful of who it is that's coming into her life and your life because it's going to help shape her. But you're making really good decisions. And those videos are going to be like being there. Again, like I said, it's not going to be the same as being there, but you're going to be fine and she's going to be fine. So I don't know, Maria, are you picking up anything?
I'm just picking up the...
Maria's just like, her cold, I tell you.
My cold is kicking my butt. Your daughter is a very bright light, and she's got a huge heart, lots of love. So you're going to have fun with her. You're going to have fun with her.
And that's the thing is, and for other people to have contact with her because she's going to be literally shifting other people. So there's a reason, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to be very mindful of the people who are in her life, and she'll let you know who she wants in there and who she doesn't. You'll be amazed at where she brings you. You'll be amazed spiritually what she does.
Wow, so basically she got like a little gift.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God, she's gift. People don't realize the gifts that kids are. They are bright lights, and she's even brighter than what a lot of other kids are.
Is she smiling a lot already?
She smiles halfway a little bit, but she likes to look at people when they're talking, and people say they've never seen that before.
I see because I see her just with the like when I see her face, she's just got the biggest smile, and she just projects love.
And she's able to read their souls already. She even knows as soon as they're not even in the door with her already. And she's already able to read, you know, whether this is an individual of integrity. Oh, yeah. You're going to be amazed as she grows and she's able to articulate herself. You'll just be wow. You'll be wowed by her.
Wow, she could teach me a lot.
Oh, yeah, you've got a cool little girl there, let me tell you.
Yep.
Remember, you chose each other.
Wow.
And make sure you're telling her how grateful you are that she's a part of your life because you'll be amazed at how she's taken that in.
Oh, I already do.
Yeah.
Be thankful.
Yes.
Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Come on, Mercury retrograde. There we go. Okay. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
My name's Lily. I'm from San Diego.
Hello, Lily from San Diego. Do you have a question or a comment?
I actually do have a question. I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant, and I just wanted to make sure. I'm very nervous. I'm really anxious about it. I have had some miscarriages in the past. And we're kind of doing a long-distance relationship for the next 3 months. So, and this is kind of like the scariest part for me. So I'm feeling a little bit anxious, and I just kind of want to know what I can do to calm myself down and make myself more welcoming.
I'm just making sure that I heard you right. Did you say you were pregnant or you weren't pregnant?
Well, I'm pretty sure I am. I'm having all of the symptoms. I'm just kind of scared to test.
Oh.
So I have an appointment with my doctor for next week.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Don't want to be in the bathroom alone testing and scared.
I'm definitely hearing you are, but don't be surprised if you have more than one. I don't know if I dare say. Because I don't sit here with the pregnancy thing. I've seen a lot of, I mean, you're definitely going to be having a baby here, whether it's one, whether it's two is what I'm not, I'm just hearing, don't be amazed or
that's
shocked.
That's a possibility, actually.
If you end up having more than one, because there, I'm seeing like a line of light beings right with you who really want you as a parent. So it's like, I wouldn't be shocked and surprised if two of them came in and said, well, I'm choosing her. We're going to do this. But I see like a line of light beings who are wanting you to be a parent. You're going to be an awesome parent.
And also to get over your stress, just, okay, how could I say this? Just dwell on the pregnancy and dwell on how your body's changing and the joy it's giving you rather than the outside factors.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I mean, one of the reasons, you kind of mentioned multiples, and someone else had mentioned that to me before, but with my last pregnancy, like, I started getting symptoms pretty soon, and I'm, like, getting pretty extreme symptoms. So, I mean, it could be just that I have higher levels of HCG because that's a possibility, but there's, I'm feeling anxious because there are similarities between how I'm feeling and how I felt with, I had a 16-week miscarriage, so it was pretty late for me, and I am having similarities between this and that.
But keep the positivity in this and keep the intention, and sometimes when you have miscarriages, they're for a reason. I mean, I myself have had them. But when I've gone, you know, when it's been a couple years down the road from that, I understood why. You know
and
what I'm
it
saying?
Has been a couple years, and I do understand. I know.
Yeah.
I do. I absolutely do. It's just,
yeah.
It's during, just, and I'm an anxious person anyway.
You know, so, okay, I'm getting this for you. When you go to your doctor and you get everything confirmed, did you journal the other one? Start journaling this experience.
Okay.
Okay. Start journaling.
It's
almost like you're writing a letter to your baby.
Do journal? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good idea.
Kind of like, okay, this is, I just want you to know my story, the story of how I felt, and these are the changes I went through, and I was, you know, that kind of journaling, because I think that'll help keep that anxiety at bay.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to have this beautiful treasure that they'll have, you know, that they can put in a keepsake box. And when they're as they're older and they have their days that they're going, they'll be able to look at that and go, wow, this is what Mom was experiencing, you know, when we were going.
Yeah,
so it's like, and that's a way, and it is, it's a way for you to get rid of some of that anxiety. It will go down on paper.
Okay.
They can turn into the most beautiful letters. I've had parents when I did mental health counseling, I had moms do that to their kids, and it was amazing how it turned their teenage kids around going, I never knew that. But they did it on a day that it was really genuine, coming from the heart, and it their relationship completely turned around. So I've seen it do miraculous things. So it's beautiful. Document this journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll try
and just
that.
Know that it doesn't have to be from the past. It doesn't have to be like the past. This one's going to be easy breezy because you have light beings who are wanting to be here, and, man, are you going to be a phenomenal teacher for them, and they're going to be a phenomenal teacher for you. And just talk about how enthusiastic you are having them come into this world and the things you guys are going to learn and grow together. And just that right there, it does a lot for your uterus and for all the parts that the kids are attached to, and it changes the energy in that. It changes the frequency and vibrancy of the home that you're providing for them internally within you. So just be enthusiastic about it, and then they're going to be enthusiastic about it.
Perfect.
Because they're
coming
into some cool energy. They're coming into cool energy. You're a very loving person. So it's like, of course, why wouldn't they want to come to you? Why wouldn't they? And you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You're going to be an awesome mom.
Okay.
You're going to be an awesome mom.
Okay. I'm going to breathe.
Yep. Yes. You know, I think a lot of it, again, I have never been a parent before, but I can only imagine because I feel it from you and I'm just seeing, because all of a sudden we start projecting, oh, my God, am I going to be like my parents? Every generation, you're going to get better and better and better at it. You're going to take away the things that you love that your parents did for you, and you're going to do the other things. And, you know, the parenting is trial and error. It's all trial and error. But when you come from your heart, it's amazing how you're going to grow from it. And then it gets to be easy. You know, the reality is being a parent, it's not the easiest job, but it's the most rewarding, isn't it?
Right. It is. I do have an older child, and he was very difficult, but
yep.
We are...
Doesn't mean, but that's the energy he chose to come in. Doesn't mean,
right. You
know, this child's going to be the same way, just so you know. The energy is a lot more lighter now.
Okay. And he is. I mean, my son's coming around full circle, so.
But
he's much older.
But, you know, the thing is, he's also carrying indigo energy. So he's the one, he's a nonconformist. Of course, he's going to challenge every belief system. These kids are not going to be indigo kids. I can already feel it. They're more crystal kids. Their energy is much lighter and brighter. I see their lights already. So that's where I'm going. I can't tell if it's one or four. I seriously can't because there's so many that want to be with you. So I'm going, are you in here already? Are you not? Is it one of you? Is it two of you? So, but they're bright lights. They are bright lights. You're not going to have the same experience. But
okay.
He's indigo. That explains him to a T. If you look up indigo children, you'll be amazed at how you're going, oh, good Lord, he's an indigo child. I was an indigo child, too. We were the ones to where we were very hypersensitive. You could set us off just like that. But we were here to do a certain job, and we, you know, he did it. He got you to look at things differently.
And he did. Yes, he did.
But these kids are going to be they're a lot lighter and a lot brighter. He's still a bright light, but they carry different frequency and vibrancy. You're going to have fun with them. Fun.
Oh, good.
So have fun.
Thank you so much. I will.
Have a safe pregnancy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye. Hello. Who are we speaking
Hello.
With and where are you calling from?
Kelly from Los Angeles.
Sally?
No, Kelly.
Oh, Cammie. Okay. Welcome. Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, I have a question. I've had a long-distance relationship for 3 years, and last year I couldn't go visit because of my schedule was very difficult. And then this year it's not getting any better, and his is pretty rough too. So we had discussed this. We get along great. Every year seems like we're more bonded and more closer. It's just the heart is just we always do either by computer or by phone, but it's like an everyday thing. The relationship is like if we're almost married, we're just not being physical.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this year, okay, it would be a good idea if we then set a date, we can target that and make it a goal. Because if we just keep it as our schedule, then we're just not going to make time to travel back and forth. So I brought it up, and his reaction was like, are you crazy? Like, have you seen our schedule? Because he works from 7:30 in the morning until close to 9 o'clock at night. I work two jobs and go to school, so my schedule is as crazy as his. And that became an argument. And so now it's like... neither one of us are talking to each other, and I'm kind of like don't know what to do because I always end up reaching out to him and we make up, but at this point I don't know what it is about us, why we can't physically get to where we need to get, and how long will it take? Will it take another year for this? I mean, he keeps telling me this is our last year because he wants to move out here, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, how should I wait another year? I mean, it's not that my schedule is going to change any better anyways because I still have two jobs and I still have to go to school and finish that. So I understand his point of view, how I need to finish, but I just don't know if we have a future or not, if I should keep holding on.
Well, you know, what I'm getting for you is you don't even realize what a phenomenal person that you are right now. Man, just the way you articulate yourself, and you're just this young, I can tell you. Are you in your early 20s, middle 20s?
No, I'm older.
Are you? My God.
Yes,
you have young, beautiful energy. Young, beautiful, vibrant energy. However, I was shocked because here a little bit of my ego was going in there. I'm going, nah, she's leaving. But I heard you're going to be holding on. It is going to be shifting. Because he's processing some stuff right now, and he's looking at, and I'm hearing there's some mother stuff that's going on with him, which makes sense. We're just coming out of Mercury in retrograde, so he's had to look at this stuff. And unfortunately, that stuff is getting projected onto you, but you're going to have an answer, it feels like, within the next couple of weeks of what his next step is going to be, that he's going to be changing something different to take the next step.
Because this, whatever his job is, mm-hmm. is providing future security, which he really wants to have with you.
Yes.
And he feels like unless he has he's got a certain personal goal for himself,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to make sure that goal is met before he makes that final commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And his goal is to be closer to you. And it's almost like he has to tie up loose ends before he can make that move.
And I would assume where mother comes in, it could have been to her mother, father, whatever, somebody didn't finish out their personal goal. And then there's that looking back, wishing that they would have done it, so he doesn't want to do the same thing. So it's like he is there. He's serious about the relationship. But it's like Marie said, he has this personal goal. He wants to achieve this goal so that, you know, when you go full force in a relationship, you can tend to put things to the side, and before you know it, years have gone by, you have kids later, and you just went, oh, my God, what just happened? I got lost in this. He wants to make sure that that isn't happening.
Yeah, I'm actually hearing happy married life.
Yeah.
So
it's a good thing. It really is a good thing.
Mm. Do you guys think that Mercury retrograde affects relationships? I notice every time we go retrograde.
Oh, are you kidding me, girl?
Yeah, we fight.
Lordy. You could literally be fine one moment and literally go to bed, and all of a sudden you're already broke up, you're divorced, but it's like, okay, you don't have to act on it. It's triggers within, and you look at the opportunity of things that need to be worked on and looked at, and it's deeper. It's not just even with that one individual. When you really start exploring it and reexamining it, it's even bigger than that.
Yeah, and also astrologically, in the last 2 days, I've been reading that men have been crabbier than usual.
Oh, good Lord.
Just don't say anything that, you know, just kind of like step back. Don't say anything because men in general, the energies have been affecting them, and they've been crabby.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've noticed that more than just him. Just other people, they just have very short tempers lately.
Yep.
He's like an Aquarius, I believe, because his birthday is in February the 13th, and I'm a Taurus, which I'm very grounded and stable and always pretty much the same way all the time. So him being different, you know, of course, you know, people attract you, you know, because you're different. But at the same time, it's confusing for me because I'm just used to be something stable and always in the same path. So it took me off. I'm like, I don't understand.
Well,
what's
the universe
going on.
Is always going to throw in that little thing to just rock the boat a little, going, don't sit here and because we want to grow. If we stay the same, we're stuck, stale, and stagnant. And so you're only going to get better from this.
Yeah. Any time we have a Mercury retrograde, relationships are always come to the forefront because that's when everybody starts reviewing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you review, okay, is this what I want? Is there a way we can move forward? Is there something else we want? Am I done with this person because he's been annoying me for 10 years? You know, that kind of thing. So that's what Mercury retrograde does. It causes it has everybody stop and reflect.
Mm.
And if you don't do it, this is when you can see the divorces because people aren't taking the time to look at it and to see what is it really about. Is it really about this person or, you know, how deep is this? Is this personal? It's bigger than that. You have to remember there's planets that are shifting.
Yeah.
That affects the barometric pressure. I mean, there is empirical evidence that states that. So, I mean, you know, people can sit here and deny it, but it's like there are people who have done studies on this. But Mercury retrograde can be wicked but it's all about relationships, and that's just where we're at energetically now. We're reevaluating every single relationship, even our own internally.
Now, things are going to start moving forward. I mean, everything is going direct, so, you know, you're going to notice a big shift in stuff, and everybody is.
Yeah.
Should I just let this argument go and then hope that he'll contact me, or should I always keep being the first one to bow down and say, are you okay? Can we get back to normal again? I mean, that's how I always, because I have the lighter spirit, you know, so it's always like, okay, can we just, like, pick up and just have fun and laugh? Because I'm always happy. But when this stuff happens, it brings me so down and it confuses me. And like I said, I just noticed, you know, that retrograde thing, which I don't know much about it, but I noticed that it's happened two times in a row. A Mercury
mm-hmm.
retrograde, he becomes mm-hmm. somebody that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't
yep.
listen to what I'm saying. He, I don't know, it's just like having two different conversations, and I'm thinking, that can't be normal.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing if he doesn't contact you by Sunday, then you can go ahead and reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into the, God, am I the one who
yeah.
always has to do it? Because a lot
yeah.
of us play that role. I'm right there with you, girl, who's always putting the hand out, because you could either just let it continue to sit on it. Sooner or later, it bubbles up. It turns into something else with inside you that isn't love and light. So either
mm-hmm.
be the bigger person, and you're the communicator. You're the communicator in the relationship. It's the role that you took on.
Well, and I see him as like a wounded child, and that, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, he's not the one who has the personality maybe to always
yeah.
extend the
yeah.
hand.
Yes.
You are the one in the relationship to do that.
It's not that he, and it might be he just doesn't have that skill to do it. Some people just excel at the communication. Doesn't mean that he just may not have the tools of how to go about doing it. And it's something that those, like, you communicate really well. It's
mm-hmm.
amazing how we take that skill for granted, because there's a lot of people out there who don't have a clue how to do it.
Right.
Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
Yeah,
so
it makes
guess
sense
what?
Now.
He's going to learn from you. We're going to help teach them how to communicate.
That'd be good.
Yes, there you go. There you go. But, yes, it feels very good with the two of you.
All right. Well, thank you so
you
much.
Shall
you guys
prevail.
Ease my heart.
Yes. Yes.
I will.
Well,
thank
good
you.
Luck on that. You're
yeah,
welcome.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Before we get to our next callers, I'm just going to – we've got a question in the chat room
oh,
that
great.
I just want to take real quick here.
Okay, sounds good.
If I ever get this thing on hold. There we go. Okay, and this is from Soul Connections. I wanted to ask if you see any future children for me, and if so, how many and what sex?
Ooh, jeepers. She's putting in an order. If I get anything, I'll tell you right now, that'll be... And her, it's Soul Connection.
Well, I'm hearing two right away. Sorry.
God, I'm seeing a number seven with her, endings and beginnings. And I'm trying to ask what are they trying to tell me with that? You're going through the ending of some belief systems. I don't know about that. But I'm hearing, well, Marie got two kids. I'm getting three kids. I'm hearing two boys and a girl.
Yeah, I heard two boys. That's what I heard.
But there's a, I'm going, oh, my God, are they triplets? Are you trying to tell me? Because I keep seeing this number seven that's coming up with you, so I'm trying to ask, what is the number seven? Because seven represents endings and beginnings. What are you trying to say with this?
They were not going to scare you and say you're having seven kids.
Hey, is there any way that you could just type in there, we won't say your name out loud, could I have your first name?
You've heard about twins before.
Oh.
Let's see. She hasn't typed it in yet.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Laren.
Okay. So what is it that number seven is really prevalent? They won't take down the seven right now, so I can ask more questions. Endings and beginnings of what? Okay, of a relationship. Relationship with who? Now, I don't know what this means, and I'm not going to analyze it. I'm only going to say what it is that I'm hearing. Are you going through, and this is all about relationships, but are you going through a, I don't know if I would put it in the terms of spiritual crisis, but that comes up right now to where you're reevaluating your relationship with God right now. And God, for me, when I use the term God, I use it very loosely because we're taught what God is about. But were you brought up in a certain way of believing, and that's what you're questioning right now? And your guides, for whatever reason,
think that's more of an important question than the kids right now, because they will not stop with the seven. It is like blinking, blinking, blinking. So,
They're spiritual.
Are you? What is that that they're trying to tell?
Believes in God.
Believes in God. Has your faith been? Are you questioning faith right now? There's something, or it's either that or your partner. Are you in a relationship right now? Somebody's questioning their belief systems in a higher power. I keep hearing God, so I don't know if they're reexamining that right now. That has to be worked through. This is me stepping in and doing a little more analyzing of it. Somebody's questioning it, needing to look a little more deeper into it before the kids are going to be coming into the picture. And it feels like until that is looked at just a little bit deeper, so whatever has to be released and let go, then you're looking at kids. Because then I'm going, ooh, okay, I get that. That's what my buddy said.
No relationship.
Okay, so it'll be interesting to see if you are going through that at a more subconscious level. It'd be interesting to know what your dreams were about, because the seven is still there. But it has something to do with, there's a connection between that, the connection with you and the partner, and it has to do with the kids. Something has to be worked out before kids can come into the picture. And I would assume it has to do with energies and frequencies, because a lot of us have to be at a certain energy and frequency right now to carry the kids that are these high vibrations right now. So if you haven't gone through the faith stuff and trusting it, maybe that's all it's about is trust. When we're off the phone, you'll think about it more. It will make
basically
sense to you.
Yeah. To have faith that she will have children.
Yep.
Yep. Trust.
But it would be. But
it's ringing. It's ringing good.
Oh, so it is ringing clear. Because here's me going, I'm not hearing anything. So I don't know what else I'm supposed to say. But Marie's at the computer, not me.
Yeah. So.
Okay. But the numbers stop blinking now, so it must be they're fine with you getting it now. Right. So you're going through endings and beginnings right now. But yes, you will have kids.
She understands.
And now I'm hearing it went from three. Now they're going 2, 3, 2, 3. So it's like. But you will definitely have kids. Definitely.
I'm hearing it'll be your choice if you want to go for more than two. That'll be your choice.
Just so you know, it feels like you could possibly have twins, and it could be you have two twin boys, and then there's a girl.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a balance, or it could be to where one of the boys are going to be really tuned in with their feminine energy, meaning they're extremely creative. Could be musicians, artists, poets, et cetera. But one will be more than the other. And maybe that's how they're bringing that in, how they're bringing that into me three, and it's really two. But one of those boys are going to be extremely gifted, very, very gifted. So, anyways, that's what I'm getting.
All right. Well, let's jump on to our next caller. Thank you, Soul Connection.
Thank you.
Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Yami from Florida. How are you doing today?
Very good. Hello. We could barely hear you.
Okay. Is that better?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Better.
Much better. What can we do for you today?
Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of all the listeners for everything you do for all of us, because I enjoy it.
You.
I'm sure everybody else does.
Oh, thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. And I wanted to ask a question to just kind of get a feel for what do you see in career-wise for me?
Let's see here.
Huh. For some reason I'm hearing something with clothes and fashion. I don't know why. Are you connected with anything like that?
No.
Interesting.
I think it's because I was seeing that and I was asking in my head, but I'm hearing roles are changing, so it's costumes.
Oh.
So that's where you're getting it. Her role is changing. It's going to be. I just love how they bring this, and I have to really work for this answer. But I'm hearing it's something you're going to be doing something with the public. You're going to be more in the public's eye.
Okay.
And you're going to be doing a lot more public speaking, so I don't know.
I just heard communication when you said
so,
public.
But it's going to be to where I see a lot of people who are, I don't know if you're going to be given seminars. I mean, we're talking bigger groups of individuals.
Mm.
To where it can be 50 or more people. So if you're not doing it yet, you're going to be doing something with that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so if you're somebody who doesn't like getting in front of people, that would be why, to overcome that and build that skill.
Oh, no, that's fine. I don't have a problem talking. Problem is I talk too much sometimes.
Yeah, but you know, you have
I'm also hearing there's going to be a training aspect to whatever you're doing as well.
Okay.
And that's probably what I'm seeing, is that you'd be training people, like seminars to where people come to you. It's going to be a big deal, though, a very big deal. You're working for a major corporation, I'm hearing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing you're going to be flying to different places. It's going to be big, but I'm asking what kind of work it is, and I'm not getting a specific work.
Is it giving you a time frame?
I'm hearing before summer, before summer.
Hot damn.
Yeah, I heard 3 months. So what is it now? It's almost March.
Almost April, March.
May, June. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
End of May. I would be open to it around June.
They're also saying shift your thought.
Yep.
Shift your thought.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it open. Open, open, open. Open mind.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
I'm going to love it. Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much. That gives me a lot to chew on.
Yeah.
And remember, you're going to be able to do the job, because the universe won't be showing us that if you're not capable of doing it. So just know that you can do it and be open to it, and it's going to fall in your lap.
Is it? I was wondering. I didn't want to ask, trying to keep it to one question.
Nope, it's going to fall in your lap. You'll be amazed at how you come into this job. You'll be amazed.
Wow.
So keep an open mind, just going, oh, my God, I'm excited. People are going to come to me. I'm going to go to people. They're going to learn from me. I'm going to learn from them. So just feel yourself doing that already, and you'll be amazed at how fast it happens.
Wow. Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, okay?
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for calling
you
in.
You too, lady.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Get on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Crystal. I'm calling from Texas.
Crystal, how you doing?
I'm just fine. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was calling
Do you have
with
a question
same...
or a comment?
Yes, ma'am. It's the same question. It's about career.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going through an awakening, and I'm I feel things are changing, but I can't see it in a natural. So I said I wanted to make sure I'm not just, you know, tricking myself, but I noticed a lot of things around me are more alive, you know, positive.
Yes.
And
I'm seeing you ascending spiritually.
Yeah. Oh, God, your energy is fabulous, Crystal. Fabulous.
Okay. That's why I start having dreams about other people that I'm not around, like they're, like, in a different state. And I'll Facebook them and tell them a dream, and they'll call me and go, oh, my God, that is going on. I don't even talk to these people. I don't even have their phone numbers. And so I just wanted to know, and my children are having them too, and they're talking about they see suitcases all around our house in dreams, and we're moving. I'm like, I don't know about, you know. So I said, let me find out what is going on, because I really want, I desire a career, and it's been a long time. I just want to know, it's something shifted or something?
Well, you know, now keep an open mind, and this is going to be whether or not decipher and discern for yourself if this rings true for you. In the dream, baggage has to do with you're getting rid of, because you even said you're going through an awakening. So everybody's going through a The bags represent old baggage that's been carried, and it's actually leaving the house. And the house represents you internally. And so it's all the old stuff is being packed up, and now it's going to be going out the door so that the new stuff can come in. So it's very symbolic with what's going on in your life right now.
Okay.
And you said you've been having dreams about the Facebook. It's because you're opening up to higher communication. You're opening up to the spirit world, to the etheric world, to where you're going through this awakening. You're looking at life. It seems brighter. You're noticing things that you haven't noticed before in the past. And if, as you continue to do that and you continue to trust, you're going to be amazed at where you get to, because it's going to happen fast. people who are starting to wake up and looking at life differently, those are the people who are moving a lot quicker and faster because this is all new for them. And you're able to recognize going, God, I didn't – pardon me?
It's prophetic. It's like I'm having dreams about other people, and they're on my Facebook page, but I'm not interacting with them. And that's the only way I can contact them, and I'll type up the dream and send it in a private message. And they'll come, you know, ask for my phone number, and they say, yes, how did you know? And I don't know. I don't interact with these people. And it's starting to happen a lot, you know.
Yep. And so you're getting information for them, but it's also so it's prophetic, but yet it's very symbolic for you because you are tuning in and communicating with a source outside of yourself. You know, it's on a very etheric plane. So that's where your information is coming from. So from that, but I'm hearing, Marie could be picking up something different on that, but I'm hearing with the suitcases that it's literally old baggages of yourself, old baggage that you carried around in this lifetime that are ready to just leave out, you know, to go out the door so that new belief systems can come in. So that's where it is. It's symbolic. I'm not getting that you are moving, but that doesn't mean you can't be moving. Just right now, today, that's not the what I'm getting for you right now. Are you getting anything different for her, Marie?
As far as a job, a career?
Moving spiritually. And then as you're continuing to do that, you're going to be moving into a job that's more spiritually fit, that's going to keep you in an uplifted energy, that's going to be supported, that's going to be of integrity, that you're going to, you know, everybody there is going to be, you know, in their authentic self, and they're going to be genuine. You're going to be, so that way you can continue to be uplifted in the environment, because you've had past environments that haven't been a thriving, positive environment to be in before. So that's where you're shifting. You're shifting really, really fast, really fast.
Do you sing?
I sing in the house a lot. As a child, I used to write music because I was in a depressed, violent household. And so when my mom would leave and I'm by myself, I would just sing until I start being happy. And I used to sing like that. And I sing around the house all the time.
Because
sing in front of people.
Your singing is whatever job you end up getting, singing is going to be a part of it, because that's going to be how you help raise people's vibrations. It's through the singing.
I've always wanted everybody to be in a musical so we could go through life singing. I think people would be so much happier if it was a musical, seriously. But not everybody's for a
musical. Yes, I know. You up quick.
That's right.
Yes. It is
and wouldn't
true.
That be
it's
a fun
truth.
Environment to work in? That would be so fun.
Yes. And that's when you said that, the thing that when you just said that, I used to go to church a lot, and I just went back, just, you know, going back. And when I walked, they wanted altar prayer, and I began to walk up, and the lady at the altar said, you're running, you're called to preach, and you don't think a woman's supposed to preach. And I start crying because I start having dreams about me running and I was walking into a pulpit and I felt this chill come over me and I woke up and I was like, oh no, I'm not going to be a preacher. I'm from the South and I know what that means. And so I kind of ran, but I keep dreaming about thinking I'm going back home, and I have a relative that has a church that grew up with me that took over her father's church. And I'm starting to get information about that church. I don't even connect with them. And I keep seeing myself in the church, and people are coming in to the front door on stretchers, but they have their full suits on. They're not looking sick, but the stretcher wrecked. I said, oh, they're sick. And it's like I had to heal these people. And I, you know, wake up out of the dream like, I can't just go home and say, I'm supposed to heal you guys, you know. I'm thinking that's going to be in a church setting, the singing.
Yes, you're right, because I've already picked. I was picking up on the church, and your dream is confirming it basically. But the singing is going to be a big part of it. So, you know, whether you preach or not, I see you in some role, and it can start in the church, but it can move out. But that the singing is going to be really. People are going to know you for your singing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I sure will, because I just, you know, they asked me to sing in the choir last week, and I said no. I just didn't want to be a part of the church in a judgmental. They're kind of a little judgmental and boxy,
yeah.
And I don't, and, you know, I kind of gone past that, so.
But sometimes you can go to a place like a church and leave your mark on it by raising the vibration and helping to shift other people, and then you just move on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, I understand. Just have a servant attitude.
Yes.
Not be a part
yep.
of that particular church.
Yep.
Just,
yep.
Yeah. Okay,
exactly.
I got you.
Exactly. And I'm hearing career-wise, again, another 3 months at the latest. And you're going to be doing something that you really love. You continue to shift, and you're going to be amazed that there's a lot of stuff that's going to be falling into a lot of people's laps. To where I'm not getting specifics because I'm getting the same messages for myself. So right now we're all in that period of keep an open mind, just trust,
mm-hmm.
Get out of what anything's going to look like and know that you're on the right path. And whatever
right.
is right here, because we're on our soul purpose now. We are finding purpose in our life, not just meaning, what is our purpose, what am I here for? So the universe is the one that's working that plan out, because it's literally moment to moment that we're living right now, the life that we're creating. So as long as we get out of our ego, out of our head, we live from our heart, the universe is going to bring it to us in a way that we never could even fathom. So it's like you're on a really cool path. Keep an open, open mind.
Yeah, and write down. Whatever dreams you're having, write them all down,
mm-hmm.
because then you can,
yes.
you can, you know,
I'm
you
writing
can follow,
them down now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Follow those.
Yep.
Because I keep seeing a salon, too, and I'm thinking the healing in the hands. I saw healing in the hands. And then my girlfriend calls me and said, I'm closing my salon back home in Florida again. And I'm like, okay, the salon's there. And I saw her. I didn't tell her I saw her before she called me, her parents.
Uh-huh.
And then she told me my parents really the people that own the salon. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I saw them. I didn't understand why they was in my dream. And I took cosmetology class. I just didn't get the license. And when I was
uh-huh.
in school, someone said it again. A teacher said, you have healing in your hands. And I'm like,
you know what?
What
I was just going to say, you know what, you would benefit. And I'm hearing the Reiki. Because that's going to
yeah.
open you up. Doesn't mean you have to be practicing Reiki, but you would be amazed when you take a energy class and you get activated, that will open
mm-hmm.
you up to, because my God, is there light coming down through your head and out your arms and out your hands. Do your arms and hands ever ache or hurt?
Yes. And I have my husband.
Just so you know, that's the
arms.
Reason why. That's the reason why. So you need to take
goodness.
A class, and it's going to open you up even more. It will open you up even more. So, like, Reiki would be an example. That's a hands-on healing technique. So whatever it is you can afford, and just ask the universe, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, guide me to my teacher. You'll be amazed
right.
at how it works out. Get out of how it will get paid for.
Okay. I sure will, because that's exactly what I say. How am I going to pay for it? I looked
yep.
up, I'm in the Dallas Metroplex, and they have classes.
Yep.
And I
yep.
said, how can I pay for it? You know, how can I justify using this money when I'm on one income with my husband, you know,
mm-hmm.
for Reiki. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to do it and just trust God, like you said, in faith.
Yep.
Just go out.
You'll
and
be amazed
it.
At this energy, where it brings you to. You will be amazed at what comes out of you going, oh, my Lord, I never thought this was possible.
Okay. I
but
sure
you're
will.
Ready. You are
okay.
definitely ready. So good luck to you.
Thank you so much. God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
My colleague.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it looks like we've got one last caller here. So let's take this call. Hi.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
My name is Dennis. I'm Dream Master in the chat room, and I'm calling from close to Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh.
Wow. Dennis, welcome. Do you have a question or a comment?
I could make many comments, but just because I haven't spoken with you ladies before,
okay.
and I trust your energy,
okay,
and I rarely call in for readings or whatnot, right? So
okay,
whatever like that. I just have a little bit of concern that I'm going through right now.
Okay,
right? I'd just like your perspective.
Okay.
Sure. It's I need to settle with my ex-wife property.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what you were seeing. If you want a little bit more information, I can give it to you.
What we see here on property.
Well,
and how it's going to work out. Is that what you're asking? Like, how is it going to work out? How it's all
right,
going to end up?
How's it going to work out? Right. You know, with the kids, you know, she's got the kids. She's living in the house, you know, with her parents, whatever, this, that, and the other thing. But we still need to settle. We've been divorced for a couple of years, but we still need to settle the property.
Is there more anger on her part than yours?
Oh, yeah.
She's holding that property as a... that's her, like, one thing that she's holding in the hand because she knows it's like a source of contention almost.
Yeah, yeah. You're still seeing the kids, though, correct?
Every once in a while.
Every once
Maybe
in a while?
Maybe three times, four times a year.
Three, four times a year. So is that mm-hmm. due to her not allowing you to see them or...
I can't answer that.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I know part of that is what's feeding, and this is just what I'm getting, so, and it has everything to do with the property. It just feeds into this belief system that she has towards you that continues to say, see, you know, so I'm going in and I'm asking you guys, how is it that he can shift this? Because you have a man who's calling in and he's asking for a new perspective. So we have a golden opportunity here for you guys to speak through Marie and I right now to be able to help him with shifting. So that's where the silence is coming in right now, because I'm going in there and asking what's the best way for him to approach this situation right now. Do you guys have a mediator? I'm hearing a mediator. Where the two of you would be able to sit here and to meet, and you
that
have
would
somebody
be my father.
Who's you've done that already?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Why are
they
bringing it up
doesn't.
Again? When's the last time that you met with this mediator? Because I keep hearing it. Bring in another mediator, and it could be like it's somebody different who's going to be able to bring in a new perspective from it.
Mm-mm. I want to settle without going to court.
With it going
right.
to court? Okay.
Without going to court. Right.
Oh, without it going to court.
Yeah.
Right. I can take it to court. I don't
yeah.
want it to go to court.
Yeah.
And I'm settling way below than what I am on paper should be awarded, but whatever. You know, I'm thinking about my children too, right?
Yeah, yes. Well, a mediator would take it out of the court at least. I know in the States when you have a mediator... It's a non-court based mediator that you could have kind of negotiate terms.
Well, you know what I'm hearing.
See her
is,
wanting
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No,
what
so you don't.
Say about your wife?
No. So you don't even see her wanting to communicate with me in regards to a settlement.
Well, I'm getting a lot of stuff. I mean, she carries a lot of anger. There's a lot of anger there until she shifts in looking at it, step backing at it, going, well, you know, it's not working the way we're doing this now. Until she gets to that point, there's a part of her hanging on that anger. It still gives her something to, she doesn't.
It gives her the control. It's like she feels that's her control, and she can control the situation and manipulate it.
Yeah. She doesn't see that she's not benefiting from it in her mind's eye just because that's where she's at mentally right now because of the emotions. She thinks that she's benefiting from it, but she's not.
Yeah.
So I see you. I literally, Dennis, see you shifting and coming from a different perspective going, this is not good for the kids. It isn't good for it, but you can't even have this conversation with her right now because she's so not ready to have it. But the only thing is, like your guys are saying, if you go in and just – and I know it's easier said than done, but I've seen miraculous situations happen before. It's sitting here going into prayer, doing a mantra, putting her in the middle of it, and sending her love to it, that she ends up finding peace with it. Because this isn't just about you. It's triggering daddy stuff, too. Just so you know, it's triggering daddy stuff within her. And she's going to prove a point with you. It's like she's got this finger on and she's going to put your face in it to the most that she can. Again, she's not a bad person. But when she doesn't even have those on, those underlying childhood dynamics taken care of from when she was little, of course it's going to be projected and it's going to continue to stay there. It doesn't feel like she's letting go of it anytime soon. She'd have to do a massive shift for it to change. So here's something that you can do on your end. And then whether or not on a spiritual level she chooses, you know, with the prayers or the mantras that you send out to her that are loving. Because you want it for her, because for her, she's around, so she's not toxic around the kids either.
She won't even speak with me.
Yep, yep. So that would be the way you would be able to meet with it, is you do it energetically, putting her prayers, visualize that she's in this loving little heart circle and that you're sending unconditional love to her. And then you send it to her guides, and her guides will help her the best way she can do it. We can't make anybody open up and shift. But you can do what you can do. I don't know, are you picking up anything else? It's a really tough...
Janice, have you heard of Claudia McNeely?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Pardon me?
Have you heard of Claudia McNeely?
C-L-A-U-D-I-A, and then McNeely, M-C-N-E-E-L-Y, I think it is.
Yeah, she has a lot of really good energetic clearing techniques.
She's on a website. You could look her up, and she would give you specific energetic clearing techniques, and she is fabulous. Go in there and try that, and that way you wouldn't have to make up your own. Do that every single day and see if things will start shifting for you with her towards you, with your ex towards you.
Yeah, I try. You know, I don't push and tell anything on her. You know, I just want to share and just offer and just let her know.
Yep.
You know,
I feel that your heart's in a good place, Dennis, just so you know. So the rest is up to her, and you can do what you can do. And maybe if you go onto this Claudia McNeely website and you look at this energetic clearing, because now it's energetically, it's getting shifted and cleaned. But there's nothing you can do to shift your ex. And you put it out there, and you send that love to the kids so that your kids remember that, because I guarantee your kids are very gifted. They'll be able to tune in that dad is energetically there with them.
Yeah.
And I know that's not helping you because you want an easy answer, but there's a lot more that's playing in.
I've actually tried a couple of her energetic clearing techniques. And I can feel the shift after it happens.
Yes.
So they're pretty good.
So what you're getting, that she's pretty locked up in where she's at right now, and she's pretty.
Oh, right now, gosh, yeah. Again, if she does, she would, and I've seen miracles happen overnight to where people have shifted that much during dream state. But it's definitely a belief system. It's a huge belief system.
Dennis, do you have a crystal grid in your house?
Not that I'm aware of.
What's that?
The crystal
not
grid?
Not that I'm aware of. No,
he
hasn't set it up.
Okay.
Something you set it up.
I'm hearing that creating a crystal grid with clear quartz and rose quartz and then doing your energetic clearing.
Yeah.
In that would be beneficial.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you.
All right, thank you. Be well.
You're welcome. Hey, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, we got one more caller here. Hi, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. What a huge blessing. I feel very glad, and I just loved what you were saying to that gentleman before. And send him love and light and prayers too.
Thank you.
It's a tough situation to be there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have a question or a comment? Hello?
No.
Oh, you're kind of breaking in and out.
Oh, does that help in my clothes?
I'm sorry. Oh, you're breaking up.
Oh, is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. These energies. I'm calling from Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, hi.
Welcome, welcome. Okay,
thank
no, we didn't hear your, if you have a question, we did not hear that, I'm sorry. Could you repeat it?
Okay, no problem. Just wondered what you feel about my marriage.
And what was your first name again?
My name is Karen.
Karen. Karen's marriage. Are you guys working out stuff right now?
We're trying, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's calm, and I just wasn't... I want to believe that it is calm, but I keep feeling this... I don't know. I don't know if it's the illusion that the affair is over or if it really is, and I'm just nervous.
Is there a lot of sadness on his part? I'm picking up a lot of sadness from him.
Maybe because I caught the affair. That's what I keep wondering, if it didn't end because it naturally ended. It ended because it became it became intercepted, and I think sometimes he is sad because you know how men are, you know, when they
uh-huh.
feel. And I don't think it's really linked to me. I think it's linked to his past, even though I've been with him forever. I'm not sure our relationship, we love each other, we're friends, but we're not really friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been the nurturing. Sometimes I feel like we have a past contract and I'm more like... I care about him more than anybody's ever been able to show him. And I think he picks up on that and thinks that he loves me. But when he reaches out, I think it's because part of him doesn't get that from me because I don't think that's really what he... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Because I really see him like a little child who's so sad and crying.
He's a sweet man.
Yeah, like something from his childhood where he didn't get the love that it wasn't expressed to him the way he wanted it to, and he didn't feel it, and he felt very sad. And it's just been with him as he's grown.
You're very, very, that's beautiful. He was born with severe scoliosis, and that's interesting that you picked up on that. And so as a little boy, I think he was 7, and he had a rod put in his back. So you have a little child that, came from a big family. There was 5 kids. And so the attention he did get was because of his disability. But I'm not sure that was what broke my heart was. I didn't feel that they really, truly saw who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very sweet, sweet guy. But because of this disability, he wasn't accepted in school. He had trouble with girls, you know, a teenager. I'm not sure his family focused on his looks, but they didn't focus on the essence of who this man is.
Yeah.
And the sadness has always been, I'm protecting him and loving him, but I've never felt like he sees me or he... truly,
as a romantic partner.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Only he thinks so, but it doesn't feel
well with his with what he's capable of.
It is.
He sees it, but you have more of a bigger awareness, and so that part is missing for you. And there was also a part. See, I mean, you get that you. You filled in and you did take on, and you loved him and nurtured like a mother that he was missing, was unable to do so for that. So it is, he does, because you're familiar.
Yeah.
You're familiar.
And I'm hearing, unless he starts looking at things differently, and I don't know if you guys would be able to do it on your own. It might be like an outside individual that you guys would have to go talk to, which I'm taking it as possibly a counselor, whoever it is, that you look for an unbiased participant who would be able to come in, and you look at, I'm hearing couple counseling. But if he's not willing to do that, I'm hearing that you're at a crossroad right now, and you're going to have to make a decision of if this is what you're wanting versus are you ready to move on to the next, you know, to the next step.
Yeah.
Because that was the purpose that you guys were together. But I know you don't want to hear this, but it doesn't feel like this is long-term anymore. You're literally at a crossroad, but you can choose to stay in it. But if you do, in order for it to move along, but I don't, the way I'm feeling the energy from it, I don't know if it's going to be to where you want it to get to. So it come down to a decision if you're okay with the way it is.
Yeah.
And other situations can happen, or if you're going to be able to move the same way, and you guys could have the most phenomenal friendship out of it.
Yeah.
To where it might be to where it served its purpose already, and that's what it's going to shift into. So, but you're going to be able to make that decision, but it doesn't feel like it's a long-term thing if you choose for it not to be.
Yeah, his perception on it is he's waiting for me to change, and I've had the conversation. He doesn't believe it, and that's, I guess, where my sadness is, because I do pick up on something, and I'm not sure if it's, you know, if it was his longing for someone else or if it's his longing for what you say, something he needs. Because she's very much in our lives. She's part of their office. But I'm not sure he's strong enough to stay the distance, because I don't think he understands that what he's missing is has a lot to do with, like you say, his past.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you're looking for more of an intimate, it feels like you're ready to go on to that soul level, to where you're connected with a, you know, another part of, like a soulmate. This isn't a soulmate. Even though there might be times to where you felt that it was, but you're ready to move on to more of that intimate level. And if you were choosing to leave, Karen, there would be somebody who would replace them quicker than you would realize. To where what you've been looking for and what you're worthy and deserving of, they will be there. They're not in your life right now, but they would be there. So if you're staying for fear that you would never have somebody else love you the way that you feel that you should be loved, I'm hearing don't look at it that way, because you're definitely not at the potential that you could bring in. And the universe, your guides, want more for you. But again, because free will... It has everything to do with everything. You can stay in this, because you said you've been there for quite some time, but I just don't feel you staying with him. But again, you know, I really want to be mindful of what it is I say, because I don't want it to be a part of your belief system, because you can do whatever you want to do, but there is better. And I hate to put it bluntly like that, but there is better for you.
Well, yeah, I feel if I stay, I'm sacrificing all that I feel and know because I don't want to hurt him. But on the other hand, in doing that, I'm hurting myself, and he doesn't seem to feel the pain that it causes me. So, you know, and I watching somebody else hurt is really hard. But myself hurt, as I realize that I'm teaching my daughter this lesson. So.
Exactly.
I love you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're going to be able to do, you're going to do, it's going to be right no matter what it is that you do, but you're going to do what's right for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's my fear, is because I know what that answer is. And and that's hard. Okay.
But just know you're worthy and deserving of somebody who looks at you the way they don't have to go outside of you.
Yeah, it hurts because I feel invisible. And I do feel alone.
Yep. So do you want to be invisible any longer? That's the decision you need to make, the choice.
Okay.
You're worthy of being seen.
Yep.
You have way too much to offer the world and, you know, to your partner.
I have so much love to give,
Yes, you do.
But
you're a big love ball. You're a big love ball. We feel your love.
Oh, thank you.
You have the strength. You have the strength, and you have the courage to do it, Karen.
Okay. Thank you for that confirmation. Sometimes you need to hear it.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Thank you. Well, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. You have a great weekend.
We send you love and light.
You too. Thank you for being brave and showing your work and your heart, because you are making a difference. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, so we have our last caller. Hello.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
I'm also calling from Canada.
Okay.
Thank you for
taking my call. How are you doing? What's your first name?
Gabriella.
Love Gabriella.
Thank you.
I had I know you're not going to want to be putting, I had a little, little gerbil named Gabriella.
Oh, how nice.
I'd love to be a gerbil. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I would like to know if you have any messages from my mother, who passed away recently, and I've just finished a portrait of her yesterday.
Oh.
I'm an artist. Yeah.
Let's see. Gabrielle's mom want to come in and say anything?
I'm hearing strawberry jam. Does that have any, does she like strawberry jam?
She made jam, but not strawberries. It was quince.
Oh.
It was red.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm hearing strawberry jam. let's see.
2 hours to boil. It's delicious.
She's very happy and light. That's what I think.
She is very happy and light. And what she's doing right now, she's doing some work with you as you with her, and it has to do with some ancestral stuff that there's heartache that has been from generation to generation to deal with the women, and I don't know the roles that they've played in this lifetime that are shifting. Mm-hmm. So there's stuff that you're doing on a heart level that she's doing on her heart level as ancestors, and it's going back 7 generations that you're working on.
Wow. Wonderful.
And it's real, this is a really big deal. It sounds like, but it's stuff that right now it's being worked on right now, because I see it, that it's needing to be worked on so that it's not continuously being projected into the future, so it doesn't go with any more of the women that it's done.
My daughter, for example.
Yeah, for example. And I would say that the energy that's coming in right now, it has to do with, I don't know if this is how you viewed the women in the life, but they took very submissive roles.
Yes.
And it's time to stop
yes.
because you're very, very powerful women.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your daughter?
She's 20.
Because she's shifting into something. She's been in denial of who it is that she is. And I'm talking on an energetic level. And I think it would be
mm-hmm.
interesting if she were on the phone right now to see what her dreams have been like and experiences that she's been having. I would say for this past year and even before that, just the way
well,
she's
they were living together.
And that she's
they were
the
living
way she's,
together.
Oh, that she's viewing and the way she's looking at the world. She's a very, very powerful light worker, and she doesn't realize what she's here to do.
Yep, I know that. I've got a few. I've got a son
yes.
like that, too, who is in denial.
Yes, yes, yes. But she's going to be stepping into that role, and the work that you're doing on your level, it's also your mom's able to do that because you have this communication open with your mom. Your mom and you communicate, and you know that.
Your mom is going to
oh,
be,
yeah.
every time you paint, she's going to be there. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like
oh,
she's
yeah,
sitting right next
I do.
To you. Yeah.
But the
yep.
portrait I did yesterday was very powerful, and she's emerging from the flowers from these patterns.
Yep.
And it's like,
yep.
wow, it's incredible.
Yep.
I just did it with a photograph of her face, but you can see the power there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Just
yes.
incredible.
And like I said, it's 7 generations before you.
Oh, that's
so it's you,
wonderful.
Your mom, and back. and then it's seven generations after you. So that would be your kids, their grandkids, great, great. So you're clearing up a lot of stuff right now, and your daughter's going to be stepping in to who it is that she's at. But she's right where she should be for being 20 years old. So she's stepping into it. She's stepping out of the fear because she knows she's powerful. She doesn't know exactly what that all means. But you'll be amazed at what she's going to be doing this year.
Well, I'm heading her way soon, so that's what I want to do. Yeah.
Good.
Sorry.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I'm going there to sort of help clear and heal everything that has happened. And
sure.
And this painting is the first step, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I felt.
It's very, very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
And if she hasn't seen it, have her really look at it.
Yeah.
At that
picture.
I will post
my website there for you to see it. I just posted it on. I have a website with my paintings.
Oh, cool.
And you're welcome to take any of those images and use them if you want.
Oh fantastic.
Because I want them spread around. I want, you know, even if not for money, but just like the images, I've made them so that they are viewed by other people and they heal other people.
Okay. Well, wonderful.
Just like what
wonderful.
You're doing.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you so
yes.
much.
You're welcome.
What a wonderful
Keep
message.
Up the good work.
What
Keep
a
up the
wonderful
good
message.
Oh,
this is
thank
wonderful.
You.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot. Have a great weekend.
Okay, bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I got a quick question from Catricia. Hi, ladies. I'm thinking of taking an angel course. Do you feel this will be good?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was immediate.
Are you doing it with Doreen Virtue, or are you doing it with somebody else?
This is a chat room.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking with Bree. Bree, can you do
it?
I'm sorry.
She's not
speaking
fast enough.
Can you tune in? Is she taking a class with Doreen Virtue? Or is it with somebody else?
She just said thank you.
Oh, okay.
Someone else.
Okay. Yep, it will be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be that you're tuning in with, you're going to be doing some work with, you know, her cards, because Doreen Virtue has cards out there, so you might be doing some cards out there.
She wishes she could.
I don't know why Doreen's,
We all do.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, there's other people out there who do phenomenal angel classes, so yes. But there's something to do with, I would think, with the angel work that you're doing, maybe down the road, if you don't have a deck of her cards, because I'm hearing her name for whatever reason, I'm hearing... You might be picking up a deck of cards down the road.
No, you need to learn the fundamentals, and then you'll move towards her cards. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go. Cool for you. Cool.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
We have 2 minutes left. You think we can take our last caller?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We can.
Okay, we're going to jump you on, but we got 2 minutes. Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Gina from Georgia.
Hello.
Well, hello. Do you have a question or comment?
A question right quick. Do you see the new job that I work in, do you see me working there for a long time? Or because it's a short-term job, so I just want to see if it would be extended or, or would I still work there or it would be something else coming in?
I'm hearing it's a stepping stone, so it'll be a short-term, maybe 6 months.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting.
Yep. Okay.
But it'll be a springboard to something else. So you'll get the skills that you need to move on to something else.
Oh, yep. Yes. And something better is going to come along, and you're going to love it.
Oh.
So just
be
excited about it, because it's skills that you're acquiring at this one that are going to benefit you in the next one.
Oh, okay. Then great, then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have
a great weekend. Thank you for calling
you
in.
You too.
Calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, thank you.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Thank you to all of our callers. We really appreciate all of you calling in. And you guys have a fabulous, fabulous weekend.
Yes.
We have no idea what we're doing on Tuesday yet, but we'll get something put together.
Yes.
And we'll get it posted on Facebook and on Blog Talk.
Do something good for yourself, nice for yourself. Give yourself a break and give yourself some love and take in some more light. And Marie and I send you love and light.
Absolutely.
Goodbye.